great players and a great coaching staff. So it's a huge challenge.
You looking forward to that kind of a challenge?
Yeah, I think it's something we all look forward to. That's why we came here, to play these Big Ten games and great environments, and Penn State's definitely one of those environments. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I remember 2 years ago, that place is rocking, and they have really passionate fans. I mean, it's one of the places you know, that's one of the biggest places in the country, so that just makes things a little more challenging.
I know it's a new year, but have you guys pinpointed why Iowa's been so successful against Penn State? Is there any reason why?
I don't think so, no. We've come out on top the last 3 years. I think that's all there really is to say about it. I mean, they've been great games, and it's just been two good teams on the field every year, and we've been fortunate enough to win those games, and we know it's going to be another challenge come this year.
Is it a different feel around here with conference play stepping up a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is the real meteor season, and especially going on the road to Penn State. We haven't won a game on the road this year, so that's obviously going to be a challenge.
What's the last 5 quarters of football do for you guys in the bye week, confidence-wise, getting ready for Big Ten play?
Yeah, I think we realize what we're capable of, and we just want to keep building off that. In the bye week, I think we were able to do that, and now the week of preparation starts.
What impresses you the most about the defense?
Oh, I just think they have a lot of experience. They have a lot of guys who have played in that system for a couple of years now, especially in their secondary. All four of them are really experienced, and it's Penn State. They have great players and a great scheme, so just as a whole, they're not going to give you easy plays.
I imagine the bye week give you a lot of time for self-evaluation, I guess, both for yourself and as an offense. Looking back at the tape, what did you like? What did you see that maybe you need to work on?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things from every position. Just little details that can change the outcome of plays. But I think for the most part, we worked on those during the week and situation stuff. And now it's back to preparation. So now it's just focusing on Penn State and getting ready for Saturday.
Did you catch any of the games over the bye week?
I did. I watched the Wisconsin-Nebraska game.
What did you think of it?
It was fun to watch. Any two good games? Teams. Not really. I saw a little bit of Virginia Tech-Clemson.
How different was it to be in a set with any tight ends quite a bit a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we do practice occasionally, and we know we have enough good wide receivers and backs that can catch the ball. So it's a new little wrinkle, but I think it's something we've all are comfortable with.
It feels like over the last few years, Iowa-Penn State has just become a little bit more of a rivalry just with, I don't know, if it's because the position you guys, they came in, I think your redshirt year, third in the country.
Yeah.
And you guys were ranked in the top 10 when you traveled there. Have you guys felt that it's starting to build a little more?
Well, I think anytime you're playing Penn State, I mean, they're one of the most storied programs in all of the land, and have a great coach that's been there for a long time. And traditionally, I mean, they're a great team, and we know that every time we play them. We know it's not going to be easy, and I think everybody just looks forward. I mean, they are what makes the Big Ten the Big Ten. They're a great team, and we got 8 of those coming up, but they're the first one, and I think we're all excited for that.
Why do you guys beat them most of the time?
I don't know. We have more points.